Ah, yes, and welcome to another episode of AMC Prof & Co's. The Satirically Disabled, the Satirically Challenge Show.
Yeah.
We are the number one satirical news program in the world, with 65,000 listeners and more. And apparently, we only have 13 minutes left. Johnny?
So what are you doing?
I guess... Let's get running.
Do what we always do.
Run.
Hit the ground running.
Hit the ground running. So an Australian man basically, there was a bank error. And what do we say when we have bank errors? We don't spend, or we just,
What would you do if you found $1.5 million in your bank account on a bank error?
Spend it. That's what I would do, and that's what this this person basically did. He spent it, and pretty much ended up broke. Ended up broke. I mean, personally, everybody nearly knows what I would spend it on. I would spend it on violin strings to restore all the Stradivarius that I stole from various musicians. But I would also try to give it to charity. But then I'd feel guilty about giving it to charity. So I'd restring all the Stradivariuses again and just keep redoing the process and then kill other Stradivariuses, right? So, but then, you know, they jailed him for about 5 months and until they could get it overturned. And so today, he's broke. He's absolutely broke. But, that's what happens when you have a major bank error in your favor. You spend, and then you learn. You learn that...
Then you learn it's not really your money after all.
Right. They learn. You learn that it was really their money, but you didn't really grievously spend it. And also, you made a huge lack of moral judgment. Screw you. You know, but it really isn't your mistake. But at the same time, it is your mistake because you're doing it. Not that I blame the person. He says he's had his 15 minutes of fame, but also will never do that again and currently lives with his mom. So, you know, errors can happen.
And they do happen.
Also, on Monday, we reported that the ADA lawsuit in... and we reported that we would have an update. We do have an update, which is in Trinidad, that Trinidad's response to the Americans with Disabilities Laws acts a lawsuit.
Breaking news.
Yes. We do have that, and basically, the city of Trinidad stated last week that it is trying to comply with the federal laws that would require a minimum of sidewalks and curbsides to be accessible to persons with disabilities, but also has made it The city has made a disclosure in filing a court filing in response to a lawsuit filed by the Trinidadian man. The lawsuit alleges that the condition of sidewalks and curbsides violates the federal law forbidding discrimination against disabled persons. Also, the fact that the city has set aside 8% of its general funding solely to address the ADA matters, the American Disabilities Act, is a federal law that makes it illegal to discriminate against people with disabilities and also the disabled. And if you do, it's called ableism in this country and probably the world round. So just remember that, folks. Also, there is a significant multiplicity in the size of Trinidad that stated in Denver, the court in Denver. The Pueblo chieftain reported on October 14th that Stephen Hammer, who followed in the lawsuit in that court said that the city went on to say that it were working with the Justice Department, the DOJ, the agency that enforces the ADA and remedies its current ADA matters. Hammer's lawsuit seeks a court order requiring the city to make legal sidewalks and curbs and readily accessible and usable by individuals with disabilities to the extent that required by federal law. Also, has to seek an unspecified amount of monetary damages to be paid by him for harm used by its discriminatory practices. In the filing, it went on to say that a pending agreement with the DA, which is currently in draft form, in which the city believes that it will remedy all the DOJ's concerns within 5 years. 5 years?
Really?
Really? Really? 5 years.
Really?
Really? Just really? I mean, Christ. Couldn't it be this week? It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense. Would it make any sense to you, Johnny?
It makes no sense whatsoever.
No. I mean, within 5 years. Now, let's roll back a second. Within 5 years, you're going to take care of this man's concerns, and then how much money you're going to owe him? Doesn't really make sense to me. Also, that the city alleges that Hammer has not acted in good faith by the city and has extended multiple opportunities to him to assist him with ADA compliance. The city contends that Hammer has rebuked the officers to work within the confines of the city Trinidad police policies and procedures and priorities, and cure violation. Wait a second. Cure violation? Since when does this country ever have cure violations? Is that where you go to the ADA doctor and they, you know, administer your cure? Or is it you just go to the doctor and get a fucking flu shot? You know? Also, the Hammer states that the filing that he had hoped he had submitted in April 2014 to the Justice Department but wouldn't resolve his grievances. He states, however, that the city manager, Gabriel Eglund, told him that on October 9th by email that he had not heard from the department since July. If on the news updates, we will update you. Hopefully this...
As soon as we get him.
As soon as we get him. You know us. We will do that. Also, since we have 5 minutes left, according to our countdown clocks on air, let's see. Also, in the other news, that's happening in Trinidad. Also, in Seattle, the EEOC has a separate disability lawsuit with a national review. Now, on Monday's show, we didn't disclose this because we didn't know what was happening, but this happened. This happened 3 days ago. Now, Walmart is going to settle a huge dispute. In the case of the EEOC, it seems like Walmart is basically paying up the nose for it. In a recorded $75,000 to settle the EEOC disability lawsuit, Walmart says will pay a former employee $75,000 to settle disability discrimination lawsuit filed by the U.S. The EEOC, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, of Student Commission, and it was for violating the federal discrimination lawsuit when a giant retailer failed to accommodate Nancy Stack, a cancer survivor with physical limitations, and subjected her to harassment based on her disability. And as a workplace accommodation, staff needed a wheelchair and a modified schedule. The EEOC alleged, while basically revoking the accommodation, the EEOC did not ensure that the chair was in a working area, and she defended her post. Stack was called harassed by a person calling her a cripple and a chemo brain. Chemo brain's a new one I have never heard, and that's awful.
That's terrible.
Awful. We wish her the best of luck in her new life, as she's going to get $75,000 richer. Santa grants a terminally ill boy his final wish before he dies. That is amazing. Especially in these times, I kind of like the fact that even though we know that these are actors, you know, in Tennessee, this person dresses up as Santa every year and got to have a 5-year-old boy die in his arms. And that's heartbreaking. But, you know, folks, if the fact is, you know, when you have a child that's terminally ill of cancer, you know, it's a fantastic thing to let your child do that. And by the way, this guy's a dead-on Santa. And so
we've got the 90-second bell.
Yeah. So we have 90 seconds. So, Eric Schmidt, Mason, thank you for that. That's fantastic, and props go out to you. Now, also, to get back out to the news, which seems that, so that's our show, practically.
Yep.
That's our show in about 2-5 minutes.
Yep.
We will be back on Monday, and that will be our last show until November.
A micro episode.
A micro episode, and that will be our show until January the 4th. Everyone, have a fantastic holiday, and a great new year from all of us here to you guys and around the world. We're watching you. We're watching you, UK. We're watching you.
People in Northern US, stay warm. It's going to be
stay
cold.
Warm. It's going to be a cold one. We're watching you guys in the UK. We thank you for listening, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a great night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.